This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski, Chris Mack, Aaron Hawksworth with you. It is draft day. We love it on our show. We're thinking about some NFL draft drinking games. So we're going to brainstorm and come up with some ideas for you to follow along tonight. But first, you got to watch us on Twitch. The guys on there, the regulars, they've cooked up a parlay. And Okay. They're calling it the Smoker's Lounge Parlay. So if you want to tail this, I'll read it off to you. Number one, it's an exact order, which is fun. Top four picks, exact order. One is Caleb Williams. Two, Jaden Daniels. Three, J.J. McCarthy. Four Malik Nabers, and it's 150-1. It's not bad.
That's 150?
Yeah.
Because I was looking at one similar to that, and I did not see that good of a number. They'll have to let us know where they saw that one. That's funny. I wrote that down, top four exact order, but I must have looked somewhere different because I didn't get a number that good. Yeah, Caleb Daniels, McCarthy, Nabers, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the exact same bet.
Wow.
They're going to have to let us know where they got it. Because I saw 65.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's a good one.
Well, unless they bet it yesterday and are just telling me about it now, and the value has drastically gone down, which is
crazy.
Possible.
Like, I was making bets before the show, and I would click on something, and then something would go from after I click on it, it would, you know, blink red and go 23 down to 11-1. Like, stuff is moving insane right now.
Well, this is when all the actionable information is supposed to come in, right? This is what Belichick and other people have said. You don't get an accurate mock draft until the last 24 hours. Because this is when people actually start to gain the willingness to tell you what they may really do. And things start to crystallize a little bit. So, yeah, I thought that number would be bigger too. But like you said, it probably moved.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to our drinking game. How do we want to like set this up? Like you take a sip, you chug, you know, we got to set.
What?
Just a sip.
What is our goal here? Do we want to get messed up?
I don't want to get wasted. I'd like to enjoy the draft, and I probably won't pay attention if I'm drinking too much, right?
I mean, you might enjoy it even more. Yeah.
Make the draft a little more fun.
It'll be great. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Problem is, got to work on Friday morning, so that's a little bit of an issue. But what's our goal? Let's set that. Because if the goal is to get annihilated, like, I have some ideas. But also, if we want to play it in the middle, we can do whatever.
Yeah. Well, where are you thinking we should start? Because we can start with the obvious, like, he's a freak athlete or high motor, stuff like that. Or do we want to get more specific? Should we have different tiers? How do you want to play it? Or just come up with a few for our show and not make it too complicated.
Yeah, it's got to be. I like the classic cliches. You know, the guy that works in a phone booth, the you know, the high motor, that kind of stuff. That's all. Yeah, you're getting at least a few of those. Plus, I got to think there's some. Roger Goodell's going to go out of his way to say something that he thinks is funny, but sort of trying to embrace the city of Detroit for hosting the draft. I just see some real awkwardness from Roger Goodell early on. Maybe it's the M&M commercial where they're trying to make things funny and you can feel it's forced. I've seen that a couple times. And it's like, A, Roger Goodell isn't funny anymore. Never was, really. B, Eminem, I like, Eminem is our generation. Like, anybody under the age of 30, not identifying with Eminem at all. So, like, we're trying really hard, the NFL is, to make this about Detroit. It's like, no, this just happens to be where you're having the draft this year. This isn't like Nashville when it was a big party, or, you know, even Kansas City where they did a good job. It's Detroit.
Chicago. Yeah.
It's Detroit.
Okay, but we need a Detroit-related one, so I'm thinking every time you see a Barry Sanders jersey, you got to do a shot.
Love that.
Okay. A shot?
You're going to be blacked out by 7:05.
I don't know. I think every team is represented. There are idiots that drive from all over the country wearing their jerseys. It's not just going to be Lions jerseys. You think it will be?
There's going to be a heavy Rust Belt contingent because Cleveland, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Chicago, all within Indy, Cincy even, all within driving distance of Detroit. So
if you have a high pick. There's going to be Bears fans. They have two top
Bears. Bears fans will make that trip. They're probably in the area anyway, I would think.
Yes.
But what Jake said, one overhead shot and you're dead. One overhead like swinging shot over the crowd and you're dead.
13 shots. Yeah. There you go.
That would count as one.
I mean, if you that's like, hey, I agree with Joe. If you want to get after it, go for it with that strategy. But I would count that as one personally.
You have your stomach pumped later. Sure, go ahead.
But you do have to chug a full beer every time there is a white guy cliche.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Every single time. Because those are my favorites. Aaron mentioned student of the game. Like I mentioned yesterday, the lunch pail guy, the gamer, scrappy, football IQ, gym rat, Grinder. Heart. Yeah, all the white guys.
Draft and develop.
I mean, again, though, like McCarthy, May, and Alt go in the top 10. You're pretty drunk by like set by like half past.
No, no, because you know what? Even if they go in, let's say they go in the top five, they could be picked an hour apart. You know what I mean? Like, or okay, like
so
top
what's,
10.
Right. Let's develop something. Every time, do we do something every time there's a trade?
Yes, that's on my list. Okay. Trade has to be on there.
So is it a finish the drink? Is it a shot? What is it?
Gold drink slugger. The seconds, the difference in, like if it's from 11 to 4, you drink 7 seconds.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
What if you trade out of the first round? What if?
Bye.
Take a gummy.
Wake you up in the morning. Don't worry.
Right. Wait, you've got to do something every time there's a pick.
Joe's just trying to get us all hammered so we don't even remember anything after the top 10.
You were complaining about how long you have to wait between picks, so you should be
You should
all right.
do one for, like, if Goodell does a hug or a dap up, like how he greets whoever is up on stage.
Again, we're trying to get hammered, aren't we?
I want no Goodell.
It's a kickball Thursday.
Every time you see a player on their phone,
Okay. Is that a finish the drink?
They're all on the going to be on the phone. Joe is definitely trying to get the people wasted. I think if someone's girlfriend does something crazy or questionable.
Girlfriends are worth the drink. Yeah. What the girlfriend is doing.
Russell Wilson.
It could be
like the CD Lamb.
It could be trying to get too much attention. it's subjective, but if you think there's some questionable behavior by a girlfriend,
when you know anything a girlfriend does that reminds you of CeeDee Lamb's girlfriend and him having to, you know, the grabbing of the phone, anything like that, that's a drink. That kind of girlfriend activity.
Anytime you see a girlfriend and you think, she's gone after tonight. It's a wrap.
Yes.
You've peaked, girl.
Yeah. Yep. For sure.
Should we make a Levis bet? Like the guy, like you have to drink every time they don't get picked if they fall. Is that the JJ?
Oh, like, that's a good one.
Like what?
That maybe it was him and his girlfriend were like the last two people left in the room.
They don't do that anymore, though. They try not to, right? They try not to embarrass people.
But like JJ's number is 5. It's weird, actually. There's a 5.5 and there's a 10.5 at the same book. It's almost like, are you betting he goes under 5 or is he going over 10? But he would be an example, like, if he doesn't go in the top 5, you drink every time he doesn't get picked because he keeps falling. But there is a ceiling there or 4. Like, I mean, you're getting to what, 11 at the latest, probably.
If we're doing McCarthy drinks, then it's something between 5 and 10, and then every time you get past 10, it's another drink. Like that.
Can't wait for him to be a Patriot.
The McCarthy Jim Harbaugh references too seem like a reason to drink. Jim really likes him.
Yep. What about when we get the life story on these players? They try to tug at heartstrings if a dead relative is brought up. That's where it's
got to be a shot.
It's a shot, right? Yeah. It's going to happen a few times.
There's not as issues this year. Like
here's the problem
that we've seen.
Red flag. Yeah. You don't get to a point where the dead relative stories come up until I think you're probably past like 12 or 13, because that's where all the action's going to be happening.
Round.
Feels like. Mid to late first round is where the things start to breathe a little bit, or in the case of the dead relative, not breathe. Oh, that was bad. I'm sorry. I'm terrible.
Nice.
I've been listening to too much Bet Slips and Bat Flips and Mr. Jake.
Morbid.
What?
Yeah. That sounds like a thing you would have said. It's got to be later. And then the shots, they pile up fast, and before you know it, you don't even make it to the end of the first round.
What about if they show any footage of Aaron Rodgers or Brady Quinn sitting in there, any throwback draft day video of them.
Uncomfortable green room moment.
I can't get enough of Aaron Rodgers. Or even Levis, for that matter.
Yeah.
Which is so good. Yeah.
Who's going to watch ABC? Reese Davis, Kirk Herbstreit, Desmond Howard, Field Yates, Pete Thamel. Get out. Kirk Herbstreit doesn't even know the NFL, and he calls the NFL.
Is there a Mannings? They should do an alternate broadcast with the Mannings. That would be fun.
McAfee's on a ESPN Plus YouTube TikTok thing.
I'm good. I like Pat.
I'm good.
Let's
I'm
all
totally
go to TikTok
good.
For that.
I'm not. Not interested.
Jason LaCanfora in 25 minutes. What's he think of the way things are going to go down tonight? But there's NBA playoffs to talk as well. Cam Smith of Live on the Line next here on BetQL Daily.